Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. It's the 5th of November. It's a Tuesday. It's 2013. Welcome to a travelogue of a bicycle trip that we took going from south in Germany all the way down from Würzburg down to Füssen. So get comfortable. There's 8 segments each day of reporting of our trip that you'll be listening to. It'll be a short 2 or 3 seconds between each one so you can find it. Get your headphones on. Get your mind open to possible learning something about Germany and our wonderful trip. This is Virtual Suaro. We'll be right back. By the way, we took a lot of trains getting down to the beginning point during the journey and then, of course, returning home. So the background noise that you'll hear between segments is a soundtrack that I recorded in the busy Augsburg train station, the Hauptbahnhof, and I think you'll enjoy it. Welcome to the romantic road of Germany.
Okay, here we are in Rothenburg Day.
Obdetauber.
Obdetauber.
Obdetauber, something like that.
Okay, and it means
Red Fort on the River Tauber.
Okay, now we got here. This is a Sunday morning. And we left Saturday, and yesterday was mostly just driving and trains.
5 trains.
5 separate connections. 4 connections and 5 trains.
Yeah.
We finally jumped off the last one just because we were tired of being on the train, and we had, what, maybe 20, 30?
25.
25-kilometer ride. Mm-hmm. And we call it the hill and dale ride.
Right.
Because it was pretty much up a hill and then down a dale. It was beautiful.
Open. Oh, the sun was shining, the sky was blue, the weather was perfect. You were in shirt sleeves.
Yes, it was It was just great. And we also went by the most ginormous wind turbine I have ever seen in my life. And I've got a picture. We'll put it on the website. And I drove about a quarter mile away to even get a picture of this thing. And Anne's down at the bottom of it. And if you didn't look with a microscope, you would not see this little ant.
Yeah.
Of a lady and her bicycle next to this enormous base.
You'll have to put a circle around it on the picture.
Yeah, because no one even know you're there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we are in a medieval town.
Yes.
It has a beautiful wall. You can walk on the wall for 2.5 kilometers. Dates back to the 14th century.
Let me add about the wall part. The wall was interesting because you walked in a covered capacity.
Yeah.
Not on top of a wall. But on the inside of the wall, kind of into the wall, you could look in towards the city, you know, with the protection, you won't fall out. And then you look through like little gun slots or something out into the outside perimeter.
Right.
Very beautiful. And it went all the way around the entire city.
Yeah. And then we walked up the clock tower with old, narrow, tiny little stairs.
One person at a time stairs. Yeah, you had to look up this next 10 foot of stairs to see if anybody's backing down so that you could have your turn to go up.
Right.
And you had to crawl through this little hole at the top. It was so un-German. You know,
It's old.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. And we got here about late afternoon, and then it got to be sunset, and went to a place to get a sandwich, and they call them Döners, D-O-U-M-L-A-U-T-N-E-R. And it's basically a Lebanese flatbread cut in half and then stuffed with
it was yummy
falafel
because we were
and vegetables and things like that. And this morning, we woke up to a slight little drizzle out there. It's going to be an on-and-off day. We'll wear our wet gear protection.
Right. Typical German breakfast. Fresh squeezed apple juice. That
was
good.
Mm-hmm.
Yogurt, meat, cheese, rolls.
Tomatoes. Let's see, what else did we have? Tea?
Yeah.
Had too much tea. Okay, and then where are we going today? We're going south.
Right. Schillings first, Buchtenwagen, and Dinkelsburg.
Okay, and then at the end of the day, we'll make another recording.
Okay.
Well, it's Monday morning, and we're now going to record what happened on our Sunday bicycle.
Mm-hmm. We left Rothenburg, Obdetauber,
That's the thing that meant red roof?
Red fort on the River Tauber.
Okay, yeah. Good. And let's see, as I recall yesterday, we wore a rain gear all day long. Is that right?
Yeah, but let's start before when we were leaving, it wasn't quite raining, and we got stuck taking photos for about 15 or 20 minutes.
The architecture, the curves, the towers, it was just beautiful. I wish we had a little more light for better photography, but that's okay. It was really beautiful anyway.
Yeah, it's the medieval village with the walls and the battlements and the towers and the bridges. And, yeah, like you say, so many curves and lights and shadows.
And then we were looking for the bicycle sign to guide us south on this romantic road for bicyclists. And I think we had found it, but I'm not quite sure. But this man who was driving by in a car just assumed that we were kind of lost. We looked pretty much lost. And he stopped, and we had a conversation. And
he ended up giving us a jar of jam.
Homemade jam. He says, now this is made of those little berries.
He couldn't remember the English word for them.
Were they black? Did he say they were black or dark?
I think so.
And he says, but you can't eat the berries because they're poisonous. But if you cook them, they're fine. So we haven't opened up the jam yet.
Yeah.
But we'll do some research, but it looked like homemade jam. It looked like really good stuff, actually.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, lots and lots of rain yesterday. The nice part about riding in the rain is when you get to stop and go into the cafe and have a warm cup of tea and
well, we went in the cafe,
pastry. And
it was raining a little bit, and we did get warm, but when we came out, it was raining a little bit more, quite a lot. And we had a long uphill climb to get around a forest, but we did pretty well. We managed to miss a few signs or something. I'm not sure what happened, but we got to the next town today, where we currently are, at Dinkelsbühl. Mm-hmm. That's a umlaut over the U. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce
those. Again, beautiful German town with typical German buildings and cobbled roads. And
well, and it's got water around it, and it's got the big walls, and was it bombed flat during the war?
No, this was the one that wasn't bombed at all.
Okay, so this for some reason, did not get flattened or bombed at all during World War II.
Mm-hmm. And we have a lovely little hotel room that has a little suite.
Oh, it was,
it was very unexpected. And had a great dinner last night. We were the only ones in the in the hotel dining room. But
it took a while to prepare a custom meal, but I had to thank the chef. It was just fantastic food.
Yeah, it was really, really good. Yeah.
And that's all we can say. We're going to head out this morning.
And the sky is light.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it
it's like blue.
No
yes.
rain today.
And good shadows, which means good sun.
And good photography.
Yeah, and where are we going today?
Oh, we're going about 60 kilometers, and we'll end up in a little town called Donauwörth.
Okay, we'll update it when we get there. Bye-bye. This recording is going to take us from Dinkelsbühl to Donauwörth, and it was on a Monday, 20th of October. Okay, so how did we start out?
Let's see, we went through lots of forest in the morning. It was beautiful forest, but it had a lot of rain. Some of the roads were kind of muddy.
Okay, I think it was buried here. Is this also one where we pushed our bikes up from our bed and breakfast, up through a nice little tower, and then out into fields, and then we went down a ways, and then we went into forest.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. And the forest, right, it was kind of muddy at times because it was wet back in the forest.
Right,
it never
right.
dried.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of leaves.
Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. Yeah. It was a warm, sunny day. We stopped for lunch. We came out of the forest, and we were on top of a hill overlooking a farmer's field. And we were covered in ladybugs.
Ladybugs everywhere.
Of all different colors. It was interesting.
Yeah, like they were either maturing in their color or whether they were kind of a tan and light green very up to very, very dark red.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a small little town of, what, maybe 8 houses?
Yeah.
And it was like a major guest house there.
Right, a huge one, yeah.
Beer garden, of course.
And let's see, then we were mostly on bike paths, paved paths.
Yes.
And we went to Nordlingen, That's the city that has a wall entirely around the whole city, a medieval wall.
Mm-hmm.
And we were down on food, so.
Oh, that's right. Just before we got to the wall, we were wanting to eat something.
Yeah.
And stopped at a McDonald's because they had some really good advertisements, and we had a really nice salad, tomato and mozzarella salad.
With French fries.
With French fries. And I inhaled a fish sandwich.
Yeah.
I don't know where it went. It just disappeared.
Yeah, yeah. This was a long biking day.
Oh, that's the day that we discovered we had to go farther than we had thought we were going to go.
Well, every day we went farther than we thought, but yeah.
Okay, so that was Narlingen. And we drove around the city. We didn't actually go through the city, but we drove around the wall. It was a huge wall. It looks as if they had a moat as well around that particular castle.
And then we kept riding on the roads. We went up a big hill to Harburg, and there was a castle on the hill, but it was a different kind of looking castle. It didn't look like a fairy tale castle.
And it didn't look like a castle also that was designed to repel huge armies.
No.
It was just a family castle.
Yeah. And let's see. Oh, that's where we met that great big group of people that were biking around the area.
Yeah, and they had a nice idea. They put all their bikes. There were like 20 people. They stayed in one city. I think it was Donauwörth, wasn't it? And then they would each day bike out
a loop,
take loops, and then come back. So they had minimum amount of equipment on their bikes.
Yeah, they weren't fully loaded like we were. Yeah.
No. In fact, it was funny to watch the Tupperware kind of things with the fruit in it, and no attempt to try and pack something small.
Right.
Just snap it on the back of your bike.
And
then it was getting darker.
It was just starting to drizzle a little bit, but then we came into the Wörnitz River, and that was a lovely ride. That was actually the best part of the whole day.
Yeah, it was peaceful. We were off the road. The river was just
flat.
Rolling along. And it was also getting a little dark, and a little ambience of the light in the sky.
Yeah, it was really pretty. And then we stayed at a youth hostel.
Oh, and we pushed our bike up a 45-degree hill.
Yeah.
I don't know how cars could make it up.
Yeah.
Wonderful youth hostel. Really colorful and everything. It was quite amazing.
Very friendly. It was also very quiet because it was midweek and there were not a lot of children there.
Between the thing. And I helped them with their Rubik's Cubes and got them all back together.
Right, right. And we had some Chinese food for dinner.
It was really good Chinese food.
Pretty good.
Yeah, the young boy was 3 years old when he left Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Came to America. He spoke English, Cantonese, German.
And a little Mandarin.
And a little bit of Mandarin. Yeah. One of our international children.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. That's the end for, was Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're now recording the events of the 21st of October, and that was a Tuesday. And we left Donauwörth, and we ended up in Friedberg. How we got there was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it was a long, long biking day.
Donauwörth to our first major city called Rain really wasn't that far.
That was after Rain.
After Rain, yeah. We crossed that river. Was that the Wörnitz River?
Or was it the Lech? I think it's the Lech.
Lech River. We had to put our bikes over
a levee.
A levee. And carry
them
up the stairs inside the metal, the waterworks, and across this metal grate.
Right, that was kind of fun.
It was legal. It wasn't illegal, just so unexpected, and there wasn't a whole lot of signs. We got a little bit lost. But the sky was blue, and it was warm. We spent some time getting there, that's for sure.
Yeah, we got a little tired of trying to follow the official path as it took us round and about through the forest and bumpy roads. And so we left the official path and found a beautiful, beautiful country road.
Oh, yeah. Well, like one car every 10 minutes, and it was wide and paved and smooth. It was really nice.
Yeah, and let's see. We stopped outside of a kindergarten and sat on a bench and had some lunch.
Oh, that's when that boy, a precocious young boy, kept pointing to your Pringles package and making, I said, well, do you speak, the English? And he went, nine. He kept pointing to the Pringles.
Yeah.
So we gave him some Pringles and he started to walk off and he came back and he pointed to his friend.
Yeah.
So I gave his friend some Pringles too. Cute little kid.
But it was a beautiful blue day. And the roads were really nice in the afternoon. It was a long day.
Mm-hmm.
We came into Friedberg and had a bit of a hard time finding the hotel. It was kind of tucked back into an area outside of town.
Yes, outside of Augsburg, which we chose not to go into because
right.
it was enormous. So Friedberg is on the east side of Augsburg,
right.
up on a little hill. It's very nice. And the Park Ambiente, the bed and breakfast that we stayed, was really done well. I mean, the furnishings, the tile.
It had all been renovated.
Yeah.
It was only 10 rooms. And
the owners were taking care of it, you know,
yeah.
as they live
yeah,
in there.
It's really lovely.
And we were just couldn't figure out what to eat. We stopped at a convenience store.
A market.
Yeah, there are no convenience stores.
Yeah. Fruit and yogurt and things to eat for dinner.
Yeah. Yep. And crashed because we were tired. It was a
yeah,
long day.
It was like an 80-kilometer day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a capture and a recording of what we did on Wednesday, the 23rd of October, when we went from Friedberg to Fussen by way of Augsburg, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
At the Augsburg Railway Station.
Yep, okay. We rode our bikes from Friedberg to Augsburg in the morning, which was a beautiful, short 10K ride.
And kind of cool and almost foggy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit downhill, but it was really nice.
We were commenting on the fantastic bike paths through the city.
Oh, yeah.
They're convenient for commuting and they're safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And people respect your ability to be on a mm-hmm. bike and they
yeah.
stop for you. But it was
yeah.
really a nice, safe ride.
Yeah.
About 10K downhill sort of it. It was crisp and cloudy, yes.
And that was our most favorite train ride. It was quiet. It was uncrowded. There were no changes.
Yeah, middle of the week.
Beautiful countryside.
It stopped.
Yeah.
It stopped lots of times, but uh-huh. but you got
it
to see
nice.
These little tiny communities of maybe what 10, 20, 40 homes.
Yeah,
it was not very
yeah.
big.
All those undulating green hills with cows and meandering streams.
And oh, yeah. And do take the time to listen to our recording of the cowbells by itself. If that was on a hill, that was really quite something. And we slowly were going uphill to the foothills of the Bavarian Alps, where mm-hmm. Fussen is located at the bottom of it.
And we got to our hotel, and it was an awesome location. It was overlooking the Alps and the meadow with all the fall colors. It was
yeah.
beautiful.
And they had these two parallel winter ski jumps, maybe one for beginners and one for advanced. It looked really empty without snow around it, but it was right there looking out our
mm-hmm.
window.
Yeah, yeah.
We took a little nap and then walked back into town. And kind of looked around. It was getting a little dark, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
And we came across this Lech River and a waterfall nearby, but the water was a turquoise green or a blue.
It was a really interesting color, some mineral in the water.
Yeah. Had dinner at the hotel, and that's just about it for that day, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Okay, we woke up on Thursday the 24th of October in Fussen, and it's right at the base of the mountains. It was just a beautiful, beautiful day. It had the possibility of some rain, but I don't know where they went.
No, that was a lovely day.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, we decided to, of course, make a full day of it. We did a bike loop in the morning.
Actually, the way we got the loop was we just looked at this little map, and there were these little squiggly lines all over one section. And it proved true. There was bike paths and mm-hmm. and roads and everything you want to do. We just had a great time on the bikes.
That beautiful lake, Lake Hopfensee.
Oh, my goodness. There was no wind. The lake was like perfectly flat. We took some pictures, and it looks like the sky was reflected in the water, the mountains reflected
mm-hmm.
in the water. It was like an upside-down picture.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous pictures. Be sure and see those on the blog site, too, because they're just fantastic.
And then just the hills, or the rolling hills that are completely covered with green as far as you can see.
Yeah.
And all those lovely cows with their bells on.
Yeah, we remarked to ourselves that those hills used to have, many years ago, lots of trees on them.
Yeah.
So over 1,000 or so years, people
right.
have taken the trees off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the cows are walking around, and if you didn't look really carefully, you'd swear they're free-range cows. But about maybe, what do you say, kneecap height, there's a small electric fence that the cows, I guess it's a cow's union. They're required to not jump over that little bitty fence. But you see just beautiful green hills everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So let's see, we rode down to the Weissensee and then back into Fussen.
Yep.
And then we had a bit of lunch, and then we were out for a walk.
Off to go see the castles.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Two really famous castles in that area are the Hohenschwangau and the Neuwanstein. Well, the Neuwanstein castle is the one that's the most famous because that's the one that Walt Disney used and is currently using as their, what, mascot or what do you call that thing?
Yeah, whenever you see the Disney theme with the castle, that's the castle.
With the pointed little spires.
That's the castle they have copied.
And we got to walk right into the opening area where the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang car dropped out of the sky to try and fight that evil guy in that castle.
Yeah, I loved the walk through the forest. Took us about, an hour and a half or so?
Yeah, we were on the bike path.
Oh, it was beautiful, and it was not crowded at all. And, you know, you just kept getting closer and closer to this immense castle that's arising from the mountainside.
Now, on any other day, and maybe earlier in the day, there would have been probably 50 to 100 tour buses bringing thousands of people every day to these castles.
Yeah, not on this forest path.
No.
Up farther you get closer to it.
But the facilities are amazing to handle the number of people. That come from all over the world. All kinds of languages being spoken and postcards and all kinds of languages.
Oh, yeah. And I know you were so impressed with the marvel of engineering to build something like that on the mountainside.
How do you build? It's huge, huge, huge. Just bringing that much material to the top of a mountain, much less putting it together and not having the wind blow it over while you're building it. And we walked back to town. It was getting late, and that was a long day. We were tired that day.
Yeah. It seems like we filled up every day pretty well.
But we recommend to anybody, if you really want to go to one spot and see the Alps and enjoy, you know, that part of Bavaria, wow, the Fussen is a great spot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it's time to begin our journey back to Bonn. But we have one more day of travel, and we're going to take the train from Fussen to Würzburg, right?
Trains.
Oh, yeah. We had to switch twice. In either case, we made it.
Right.
And we got to sit back and watch. In the first moments of leaving Fussen, it was just quiet. It was kind of downhill a little bit, and here were those beautiful green hills again that are just... And I think they rotate the cows because the grass is meticulously cut.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody out there cutting that much grass except the cows.
Right.
What did you remember about Würzburg?
I think the first thing that impressed us was, first it's along a river called the Main River, but the vineyards. It truly is a city that is surrounded by vineyards.
Yeah. When I read that, I thought there'd be a vineyard or two. But it's not. It's a vineyard. The whole city, everywhere on every sloping part that can see the sun, has got vineyards.
Yeah.
And they were they weren't green, they weren't red, they were kind of yellow-orange, the leaves were turning, and it was...
Yep. So we checked into the hotel, and then they had a really nice tram that went into the city.
Oh, that was really nice, too, because otherwise we would have had to have ridden our bikes back in.
Right.
But the tram's great.
Uh-huh. And there was that lovely bridge, and everybody had their glass of wine and were sitting along the bridge.
Oh, yeah. That famous bridge.
Uh-huh.
You know, something else about the tram, and also here in Germany, you just get on these things, and they assume you have a ticket. There's nobody checking your tickets. So we had our tickets, and other people had their tickets. I don't think we saw the checking on the trams at all. They did check on the train a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a trust system, and we had a friend one time who said, it'd never work in New York. Who knows? That hill overlooking the city was called Marienburg Fortress, right?
A big fortress up on the hill.
Huge fortress that has its beginnings back in a 1000 B.C.
1000 B.C.
Because there was a hill and because there was a river, then somebody said I could build something and be higher and look down and have protection.
And remember, that had different a series of walls, like walls within walls.
We went through three or four walls each wall was huge. Uh-huh. So I guess they had their way to protect it that way. Even turned into a Renaissance palace at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We took the tram back. Let's see. Oh, we went to
an Italian restaurant for dinner,
and it was attached to the hotel.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it was really great as far as the smells and the odors and the opportunity to enjoy some Italian food. Tell them about your minestrone.
Well, everything was good except the minestrone soup. And
what was wrong?
Well, the waiter asked about it, and I said, well, it really wasn't minestrone. It there were no beans. There was no pasta. There was no tomatoes.
What was there?
There was a few vegetables in what tasted like a little bit of broth.
So that you take a bouillon cube and throw some vegetables.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is German minestrone. I don't think I'd like that very much.
Oh, well.
Okay, so that was the end of Würzburg, and then our next day we'll be heading home to Bonn.
Yep.
Okay, so we get up at our hotel in Würzburg, and our goal today is to get home all the way to Bonn by way of the train and then take our bikes from Bonn back to Bad Godesberg. Good bike ride into town.
Yeah,
that was nice.
Yeah, again, it was a morning. It was lovely. It was really nice.
Get there early, like good doobies,
right,
and find out that
our train is, 50 minutes late, which turned to 60, which turned to 70, turned to 80.
I went to the info center, and the lady says, yeah, I know it's a little hard for foreigners who can't read the German, but you're right, just stay there. The train will show up again, and it'll get put back in, and it did.
It did. It was a bit stressful getting on the train because we had to, run because the bike car was the first one.
Of about 20 cars that went by.
Oh, at least, right, yeah. But anyway, we got on, and it was really nice once we got on.
Yeah, and on this particular train, when you work ahead of time, there's only so many bikes that can go on this train. Each spot in the train car that's made for bikes has a number.
Reserved.
So we put our bikes in a reserve slot, and then we had a reserve seat in the car that's attached where the bikes are.
Mm-hmm.
Very efficient, but it's usually the first car or the last car of these long trains. And as it flashes by, you've got to see the little picture of the bike or...
And that was the express train, so it went really fast.
And where did it go? It started out along the main river.
To Frankfurt.
Frankfurt, okay. Frankfurt's not too far from Mainz, which is on the Rhine River.
Right.
And then what? We went...
up to Koblenz and up to Bonn.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And that was great that we were home and tired and I haven't done any wash for, a week?
yeah.
Next day was cleaning up and recovering. Legs were a little tired from the bike trip, but it was really, really a great trip.
Yep.
Ready to do it again?
Sometime.
Okay.
Well, I hope you get a chance to travel the romantic road in Germany someday, either by a train, by a car, or as we did with bike, but you can actually walk it too. It might take you a long time. It's 400 kilometers. In either case, thank you for dropping by. This is Virtual Saguaro. Have a great day.